This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has warned the U.S. Congress of the threat of more assertive Russia, saying that the West, key military alliance, is not looking to start a new Cold War with Moscow, but needs to deter its military aggression. And an unprecedented address to a joint session of Congress on the 70th anniversary of NATO's creation at the end of World War II, Stoltenberg also said the 29-nation North Atlantic Treaty Organization has no intention of deploying land-based nuclear missiles in Europe. He accused Russia of violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which the U.S. says it is leaving because of Russian violations, a claim Russia has denied. U.S. President Donald Trump seems unfazed by a new Democratic attempt to get his tax information. AP correspondent Mike Rossio.
President Donald Trump is dismissing the latest bid by congressional Democrats to see his tax records. During a meeting with top military leaders at the White House Wednesday evening, the president brushed off a formal request to the IRS from House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal for 6 years of his tax returns.
We're under audit, despite what people said, and we're working that out, as I'm always under audit, it seems.
Breaking with tradition for presidential candidates, Trump refused to release his income tax filings during the 2016 campaign, claiming he was under audit. Mike Gracia, Washington.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Wednesday that U.S. trade talks with China are continuing to progress as negotiations between the world's two biggest economies resume in Washington this week. Kudlow told reporters the two countries made good headway in Beijing last week, with China acknowledging such problematic issues as the theft of intellectual property, forced technology transfers, and computer hacking. He said no decisions have been made on automobile tariffs. U.S. lawmakers are taking a wait-and-see attitude on the lengthy talks.